Blog Talk Radio.
Popping bottles in the eyes,
50.
Like a blizzard. When we drink, we
Far East
need
movement.
Blizzards in my ride.
Yeah,
like 3-6.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm feeling so
come on,
alive.
Come on.
Like a G6.
Come on, come on.
Like a G6.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey. We ballin' another grand. When I roll 50 deep, I blow 100 grand. This the way I play, you don't understand. Champagne bottle after bottle, damn. Glass after glass, see you feel the buzz. Baby, bring it over, let me fill it up. I ain't did little shit since a little kid. I'm a big boy now, so I do my bid. Rosé, Moët, Dom P, just a taste of Hennessy. Cristal, it go down, how it's supposed to go down when you fuck with me. I'm in my paper straight, I blow the cake, we bounce to the 808. I mean, I'm super rich, super, super rich. Never mind why we do this shit. I can do what I want. I'm touching up where I want. From behind and up front. She's a freak, I'm a freak. Funny how we just meet. Right here out on the floor. Give me more, give me more.
Your boy Prince,
950 plus, and when we in the DMV area, we riding with our girl Lush
on Lush Radio Online. Cheer.
Yo, it's your girl Lushy Lush, and we live in the building. It's Friday, and you know it's Black Friday. That after Thanksgiving, it's overwhelming. Y'all, you know, people got trampled on a couple of years ago when Black Friday come along. They got the 3D DVDs, 3D TVs, 3D everything. Things was on sale, iPads, laptops, everything was crazy today, man. You know what I'm saying? It's still crazy. Cats is trying to get themselves Black Friday. And since we talking about Black Friday, my girl Lil' Kim, you already know Lil' Kim, Nicki Minaj got their on and ongoing diss going on with each other. So she came out with the Black Friday joint, and that joint was on Hot 97, and she was going in on Nicki Minaj. I'm trying to get the audio, y'all, but if you go to Worldstar, you can hear that joint. She's going in on Nicki Minaj. So we're going to talk about that. It's called Black Friday. Yo, we want to thank our sponsors, you know what I'm saying, that be holding us down. Honey Management, you know what I'm saying? On top of that, we definitely want to shout out, you know what I'm saying, Diverse Media Group, LLC. Along with that, I also shout out E2K Magazine Online, you know what I mean? And I heard TDI and Emma's show last night, the night before last hour. That joint was real sexy. Like, they had me laughing. They was funny as I don't know what. Shout out to them. They holding it down in New York City and everything. Happy Thanksgiving, pre-Thanksgiving. I mean, belated Thanksgiving to everybody. You know, I was up there doing my 1-2. Shout out to all the college students out there doing their thing. And everybody got birthdays in this month. I'm bugging out, right? Maybe it's the after Thanksgiving thing. But It's in December the 18th, Over Mars, coming straight from Jamaica at 93.9 KISS FM. Your man Easy Street will be hosting, be on the ones and twos. It's Idols and Icons is going down. Black and Silver Affair is going down at the New Glory Center at 4720 Boston Way, Suite C, Lanham, Maryland, 20706, off of Forest Boulevard. You know what I'm saying? You can check out the flyer on www.lushradioonline.com, Bashman Link Up, DanceJai.com, and RepJai.com, and Chatty Chatty. You know what I'm saying? That joint is definitely going down. Each and every Tuesday is Tease Tuesdays with DC Mingle. It was off the hook last week. They had open bar, crazy food. I was over there taking pictures like I always do. It was crazy over there, man. I had like two chicks over there, you know what I'm saying, molesting me. It was crazy, man. But you need to come down to Tease Tuesdays at Rose's Dream. It goes down. It's a lot of events going down, man. Thank you to everybody that definitely supported Lush Radio Online and E2K Magazine at the gift dinner that we do each and every year to support the homeless and single parents and people that just didn't have it like that for Thanksgiving. We fed a lot of people, and it was a good turnout. We got the pictures. They're coming on. You can check it on Facebook, on our fan page at Lush Radio Online, on our fan page. It was definitely, definitely hot, so we appreciate all y'all. And we also got the Kris Kringle Drive for all of the children. So make sure you got to get the, if you're buying toys for your kids, make sure you get that extra toy for that less fortunate kid. So it's going down again this Christmas. But, yeah, man, how many people actually were able to hit Black Friday? Let me go ahead and bring in my co-host from New Jersey, the one and only Future Guru, man. My host is with the most as well, my dude. What's poppin'?
Hey, Jersey in the building. Shout out to Lush Radio. I'm definitely want to say, you know, everybody enjoy their families this weekend. You know, I know it's going to be time for eating and, you know, just enjoying your time off from work. If you got it like that, you know, just enjoy what you're doing right now. You know, I know I'm still eating, so I hope everybody is, you know, got blessings. You know, I hope everybody is, you know, receiving blessings just by being with their families. You know, just don't take it for granted. So shout out to Jersey and Emma and the great things that Emma's doing as far as giving back. And that's why we encourage everybody to check out our team and, our whole movement. Everybody got individual projects going on, so it's a beautiful thing the way Les just put it so eloquently, because I know the team working. So what's good, Les? Yeah.
Ain't nothing much, man. I'm digging in the team on the gangster lane right now, man. Feeling good, you know, ate real good, you know what I mean, and I'm still eating good. The homework is killing me, though. You know, shout out to all them college students and all them cats that's like 30 and up trying to go back to school, man. It's not easy, seriously. But once you get the hang of it, you're definitely going to keep it moving. Always get the F out of here Fridays. We go in, so if there's something bothering you today and you really need to tell somebody to get the F out of here, man, call in at 347-826-7722. Shout out to DJ J. Ronan. He will be hosting our 2011 draft pick. This is all the hottest MCs that we officially put a stamp on them and tell them that they're official for 2011. You know what I'm saying? They are going to be live on this mixtape, man. So make sure that the music is clean and make sure you send it to our boy, Future Guru. Get him that email, Future Guru.
The email is HOTTORNOT promo at Gmail. That's hot or not promo. Just put two T's and after the hot. Just is HOTT, hot or not promo. So you already know. It's just like the Twitter, hot or not underscore promo. But, you know, when you write name on a Gmail, just no underscore. You already know. If you're looking for that clean music, you can go on the Twitter page, hot or not underscore promo, and see it. And if you got music, you know, that you really want to get in, and like we giving to y'all free this time, because Les is a special time for me and Les. It's our anniversary, like an anniversary edition. So we welcome y'all to send in your clean joints. And we're going to chop it up and decide what y'all should y'all be on there or not. Just get involved right now. That's all. Let's just put it out there for y'all. Get involved, you know?
Definitely, man. And shout out to everybody in the DMV, New Jersey, Philly, you know what I'm saying, New York area, you know what I'm saying. We worldwide, international, and all our overseas cats, man. We getting in tonight. Bugsy, what it do, baby? Bugsy, what's up, man? Did you get caught up in that Black Friday mess, man?
up, Bugsy?
What's good, Guru? What's goody, Lush? Salute to everybody listening. Happy Thanksgiving, all that goodness, you know? But, nah, man, you know, we too busy working today to get caught up in that Black Friday mess, man. Just being up in the studio, you know, making it do what it do. Team looking real good over here. It's, y'all know y'all in trouble. I just went and got me a beat maker signed to my little team, so beats is about to be real ridiculous over here. They done got me a shit.
You on beats now? You doing beats now, son? What, you a beat maker?
We try to do it all over here, Lush. We try to get anything we can, man.
Definitely.
You're here first.
Yo, it's crazy right now, man. This whole Nicki Minaj and Lil Kim has been going. I just heard the joint on World Star. Lil Kim is coming back with a baby on Girl Nicki Minaj, man. I want to know how y'all feel about that joint. And so we're going to do some hot and hot music, man. I got some music in the arsenal tonight, man. I want to know what y'all feel about that. You know what I'm saying? Should they just stop it already? How long is this beef going to go on? You know what I mean? And then World Star had the nerve. Whoever put the thing on there, they put, like, all the pictures. Like, you have, like, Nicki in the little outfit that Lil' Kim had back in the day, and then you see it with the wig, and Kim got the wig. So it's like, yeah, who's biting off for who? So let's talk about it, and let's talk about this Black Friday. And the joint gets called Black Friday and everything. I want to know how you feel about it. We got a caller on the line, too. We got a caller from the 347 and stuff, you know what I mean? Callers, you could just, you know, call in, say your name, say where you repping and stuff. And if you feel like telling somebody to get the out of here, let them know. 347, you're live in the building on Lush Radio Online with my man Future Guru, my man Buzzy from Boston, man. What up, 347? What it do, baby? 347, what it do, baby? Don't be scared. 347. I hope that's not light being
one.
Quiet on the phone.
Is that light?
I guess you can sit on the line and stay on the line and listen to the show. That's what it is. So, Buzzy, man. Buzzy, what you think about this whole Nicki Minaj and Lil' Kim situation? Was you able to hear the audio on that track yet?
To be honest, y'all, I just heard that for the first time like 15 minutes ago. And I just say, man, Kim did it, man. When I heard that shit Kim said, I was like, oh, great googly moogly. That's my new word, y'all, great googly moogly. You know, it was crazy. Kim definitely did a thing. Salute, man. Nicki already knows. She might as well take that back seat and Minaj it up.
Wow. Ooh, did you get a chance to hear that audio that came from that joint? You didn't hear it?
Hell yeah, I heard it. I heard it twice already. And
so what you think about that, man? You think Kim gave it to
her? I mean, I knew it was coming. I already kind of knew it was coming. I just didn't know how she was going to really go at her, and she really went at her. Man, anybody that's like a fan of Lil' Kim going to love that joint. I mean, she really just ripped it. I mean, I'm gonna get the audio myself, and I'm gonna kind of go crazy like I'm on Lil' Kim team. I might just I might put it everywhere myself so I'll let cats know that I'm not really playing with it, man. I might just throw it out there, and I might get some attention out the deal. Who knows? That's all it's for anyway.
I was trying to rip the audio for World Star, man. I was trying to holler at DJ J. Ronnie. He ain't get it yet, so I was trying to see somebody who had that audio. If you got that audio right now, fly me in that joint at CEO Lush Radio Online at gmail.com and stuff. So if you ain't get it,
get
to hear it. Get that joint and fly me in that joint, you know, so we can play it to the people. Cause man, Lil Kim went in, man. She went in. I was like, whoa. I didn't know if she still had it or not. She went in. And I'm a team Lil Kim. I'm not a team Nicki, but you know what I'm saying. I think that, you know, eventually it's gonna come to a head at one point, man. You know, what y'all think, man? Y'all think it's going to get, like, totally out of hand? Like, they really going to duke it out or something? Or is it just going to be some word action?
I don't know. Like Kim said, you don't want that yellow and black buzzing through your neighborhood, so she might want to stop you.
Wanna rumble with the beat, I'm a monster. I'm a monster.
Yo, little Kim always gonna have it.
Hey, I'ma say it like this. I'ma tell you like the legends tell you, you know, keep it on wax. And you know, if anybody can eat off of it, that's probably gonna be the best, you know, thing I could say. If they start eating. So if Kim, you know, get it. I mean, you just gotta just let it. You know, let it do what it do. But at this point, they the words is real vicious coming out of that camp right there with Kim. Like, he's not really playing. He's not playing with it.
Kim is ready to decapitate some heads and from somebody's out here, man. So, like, I don't know, man. And Nikki was talking some real crazy stuff on her joint. That joint we played last time when we played the audio with Eminem. She was talking some crazy stuff, so I don't know, man. People talking about bodying each other, all kinds of stuff, so we'll see, you know what I'm saying, the aftermath of this mess. Dr. Dre came out with some new joints, the Kush joined him and Snoop, man. They got a hot joint called Kush. That joint just came out, people is getting it in. Ronald Browns is coming back out doing some situations and everything. Next week we're gonna have NOE from Bird Gang live on the show with us, man. He's doing his thing. He's working on his new album. Yo, whoever's washing dishes or making all them loud noises, I'm jumping through the phone and smacking out your ass. <Right now. laughs> Can't stand your ass, man. Y'all always out and about somewhere.
I take the guillotine on that one. You know, I'm out here moving.
You always moving, man. For real.
It was either step outside or go in the studio with the loud music. So I figured I'd step outside.
So what you do for Thanksgiving, my G? Like, you know what I'm saying? You hit, like, would you like house hopping or you just threw it up yourself? What happened, man?
I was on my little Bumpy Johnson, gave away a turkey or two to the families that couldn't get them. This year, every year I try to touch down with one of my families from the hood. So, you know, this year I checked my dude, his family, chopped it up real lovely.
That's what's up. Cool, you know what I'm saying? So what happened over there? You cooked some or you just went house hopping?
Did my one little cake, you know, and then my aunt was family thing. It was a family thing all day, you know. I blessed the table, so you know I'm official business. You know, I'm official. Like, you know, I blessed the table. All my family heard my prayer. You know, I pray for everybody. I pray for everybody, and I still pray for y'all right now. So, you know, I enjoyed my time with my family yesterday. That's what it's all about for me. I ate good. And when I got that nap, that itis, woo, boy, I don't even know what cloud I was. I was beyond cloud nine. But the food, I was on some other shit when I got that itis kicked. When that itis kicked in, it was serious. And, like, you know what? I enjoyed it.
Somebody hit me up and had the nerve say that they woke up after they ate all their Thanksgiving food. And said they woke up and they went to the bathroom, took that early morning dump, and they said that joint was so big, that joint started talking to them. And shit, I said, damn, son, what the fuck was you eating?
You went in with that one. I'm still eating. I'm enjoying mine right now, you know. So shout out to everybody that's enjoying their weekend, their holiday weekend, you know.
Definitely shout out to everybody that's going to. And I want to shout out DC Mingle, man. They doing their one, too, man. Each and every Tuesday, you know what I'm saying? This Tuesday coming out is Black Out Night. And you got to bring your flashlight dressing all black, man. It's going down. I'll be over there shooting some pictures, man. So come through. They going to have that buffet going on. And it's $20 for single guys, $20 for couples, and $10 for single ladies. You know what I mean? It's going down out here in the DMV. Shout out to my big brother and mentor, Easy Street. We're going down. We're going to go ahead and go into Jeremiah Down On Me. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people love to get some down on me time. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all them people, you know what I'm saying, that love that sloppy mouth. Word up. You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all got that after Thanksgiving eat on. Shout out to 50 Cent and Jeremiah down on me. We're going to come back on Lush Radio Online, man, and see what did you get on Black Friday. Holla at us.
She want it, I can tell she want it. Want me to push up on it, for she know where I'm all on it. We get the party going, liquor flowing, this is fire. 50 and Jeremiah, number one, there's nothing higher. Get it, work
I see you, baby.
Work it, down,
it down.
Okay, she headed to the dance floor and she slowly started popping it. Something like my wrist piece, everybody got to watching it. Girl, you got that secret treasure, I'm gon' put a lock on it. Don't care what they say, I would be stupid to be my own in this sticky. Heard you got that sticky. Let's go and take 9 shots, we'll just call it 50. And I'm gonna lick it till a hickey. Have had that river running, keep you gunning till you empty.
Bang.
Oh, you look so sweet. What you working, balance? Look at your physique. Girl, you are a beauty, but well, I am a beast. They must have been tripping to have left me off a leash.
I like the way you grind with that booty on me. Sorry you were down, why you looking lonely? Go buy another round and it's all on me. As long as I'm around, put it down on me. Just put it down on me, put it down on me. Down on me, put it down on me. Don't throw it off the mound, show me how it's gonna be. Girl, all I really want is you down on me. Put it down on me.
I'm thumping, party jumping, show this shit. Perfect tissue, she rock her hips and roll her hips and drop it down like it's nothing. She just like an hourglass, see how fast an hour passes. Time flies when I'm on that head, but I won't put out this show on blur. Work it like a pro, sit and watch it take a go. Do a thing out on the floor, she bounce it fast and shake it slow. So sexual, incredible, she beautiful, she edible. I got her, I won't let her go, I ain't seen nothing better, yo. Look how she twerked it, the way she worked it. Make me wanna hit it, heaven when I'm in it. If I do not fit, I'm going to make it, girl, you can take it. Don't stop,
I like
get it.
You grind with that booty on me. Sorry you were down, why you looking lonely? Go buy another round and it's all on me. As long as I'm around, put it down on me. Just put it down on me, put it down on me. Down on me, put it down on me. Don't throw it off the mound, show me how it's gonna be. Girl, all I really want is you down on me.
Yo, what up, what's poppin'? Yo, what up? What's poppin'? It's your boy Cuban Link, and right now you're listening to Lush Radio Online, and this is to get the fuck up out of here Fridays, so you know what you gotta do, man. Get the fuck up and get the spaghetti. Team Studios, what?
Shout out to my man Cuban Link, man. Cuban Link got a hot new joint, Quiet Storm, and he's going in. So I'm gonna play that joint, and I'm gonna play this crazy joint for my man Fab Kills, Mav Hoffa. You know what I'm saying? They're going to be going in right there. That joint was arranged by your man DJ J. Phoned In. You know what I'm saying? Which is hosting our 2011 draft pick, which is going down on Lush Radio Online, you heard? So I'm going to go ahead and play this joint right here. Quiet Storm, Cuban Link, baby.
Yeah. Ready?
I'm ready.
Cuban Link season has returned.
Let's go.
You can hate me now, you can hate me now.
I take all your bullets, I'm still standing. You fucking with the
You can give me hate, or you can give me love. Try to keep me down, cause I'm all of the above. But the more you turn me down, the more I turn it up. I get so large, I'm a warrior of blood. I'm like the backstory never told. Sex, glory, money, hoes. Only the ghetto knows. Best bootleg ever sold. 24 carats of the Spanish heavy gold. Took the toll across the chain reaction across the blows. I ain't the average Joe. Someone better let him know. Got that Beretta flow. Cock back and let it go. I'm so incredible. As far as the illest go, I'm on a pedestal. As far as the realest go, I fell but still I rose. Now I'm a barrier. Spit as sick as malaria to make it even scarier. The more the merrier, bring them all, I'm daring ya. Not a pit bull, I rock wallet in a terrier. This mess is stereo and stereo sound. That shit to make your head stand up like burial ground. It's too late now to switch the whole scenario around. Your hate is building me up, my love is tearing ya down.
You make me feel.
of the above. But the more you turn me down, the more I turn it up. I get so lost, I'm a warrior by blood.
Some haters try to block me, but couldn't stop me. And then when they bring a pot, you did try to rock me. But they couldn't bang with Poppy. If you been rocky, then you could drop me. Do you like that mafia, nigga, DeLuca Brasky? I blew the spot beyond a reasonable doubt. Increasing my clout, giving haters reason to pout. Still blowing like water in a seasonal drop. Straight out the slaughterhouse, punching MCs in the mouth. I'm about money, power, respect. It's just how I rap, quiet as cat. Cowards ain't allowed in my set. I was the threat back when loud records toasted the best. Exhibit and punishment, turning them to ghosts like a chef. I had the message, keep it in the mob, I was cracking them. Meshing out boxes with rhymes on my knuckle, checking them. Still second to none, unless it's pun. I'm that unsung hero with a mic and a gun.
What up, it's DJ J. Ronan, Brooklyn Finest. And this is Cypher Bullies, Big Lou, Zeb Kills, and of course my dude,
Math Hop. I'm leaned up off a nutcracker. Cold waves out, almost hit the Dutch back. With fake ballers, spend your money trying to front bastards. This cat sack, so fuck rap. Rap, lose fan, but if you need a verse,
me on Twitter.
You ain't got the bread, bring the work
through.
Half OP, I'm going in, that's the work cool. 8:00 the clock is my curfew. I earn the stars and the stripes in the hood where your dog will go hard on your wife.
No.
You went too deep, you need guard in your life. Ooh, stick rod in your twice. Dice, nice. Now I'm churching when I need, partner.
No.
I talk to God Dolly, I don't need an
eavesdropper.
Why I front and let you turn and double? I'm a kidney stone,
yeah.
Nigga, you're in trouble.
They overbearing bully MCs. But yeah, yeah, break and place a thing, whatever the cypher bring. This our champion, we get rowdy rough in the ring.
Yeah.
Rock it down like I got it all smashed in the paint.
Harry
King, yeah, I've been around doing my thing. Play aggressor, don't forget your tongue, son, the presser. You put up on the stretcher for punks who act extra. I might play the back and send my goons out to get them.
Yeah.
Harry hooligans, possession, pull out the tools again and do them in career in this life for your shit. Ruining his stature, strong woman shit. I'm the attacker. So play call your pastor, wish the death come faster.
Word
and since I'm a master, the outcome disaster. Trapper, might flash a tough talk slasher. Piper crash a torso, detach the brain basher. Slasher, B class, the ligaments are fractured.
Let's go, man. I'm a little tipsy. I'm a little high. But I ain't that fucked up to start spitting lies. Say the truth, niggas prey on your demise. But I'm a silent killer, carbon monoxide. Niggas play dirty, get the peroxide. Gun to your forehead, got you cock-eye. I'm the blood, sweat, and tears when I pop die. Poker face, shot the lady Gaga. In hip-hop, my flow like agua. I'ma change my name from Big Lou to Allah. A lot of bullshit, niggas talking rah-rah. A lot of bullshit, Twitter talking blah-blah. But they ain't got no wins in me, God's eye. A lot of rappers acting, niggas need Oscars. Is it the crack or the E and J?
I don't know.
A niggas hanging too much with Ray J. Maybe I should get with Dr. Dre. Go to the West, cause the East got a dealer. I fuck with all the DJs.
All y'all niggas
that don't give a fuck what he say.
Fuck that nigga.
Cause faggots will sell these on eBay. But I do it independent, Jake on Freeway. I do this for my niggas in the cage. For my niggas whipping that white slave
money.
Then slice them up with a razor blade. Bag them up and ship them to the distribution company. I'm the best upcoming rapper.
Me.
Not these double XL non-factors.
Nah.
That's like whole being called master. Don't take this wrong, but to me the best is a cracker.
What up, man?
This Puerto Rican titan is nice with a mic. Nice when I'm fighting. Nice when I bake up a cake, hold the ice. And the boy on fire, no signs of a fire hydrant. I told you that I can't stop. I sound like P. Diddy's last drop. I stayed in the bad block, so I kept money like the bank had padlocks. I had enough days of being broke.
No more.
Weather in the storm without a raincoat.
I
now I cut fish scale without a sailboat. I had them butt naked bitches. I had a rope smoke. Bagging up that Yola. Too ugly to fuck. Don't touch the King Cobra. Money on my mind. Think about the payola. My unborn son needs 20s on his stroller.
One more time, y'all. It's DJ J. Ronan, the All Elements General. Rap.
slappers, Brooklyn, always in the best.
Yo, 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 this is Cuzzo calling from out of Brooklyn, Brownsville section. Every time I'm in a DMV, I'm repping with my girl, Lush.
You already know what it is, it's your girl Lushy Lush live in the building. I got one new song from an artist. His name is Jay Harvey. He got a joint called Sacrifice. We're gonna play that later on the Hot or Not. I want y'all to give me that feedback on this jump off later on in the show. But you know what I'm saying, that was, you know, Sav Kills, Big Room, Mav Hoffa, DJ J Ronan. That joint really is hot. I like that one right there. And Mass is definitely doing this thing. Big Lou doing this thing. Sash is doing this thing. So it's crazy right now. We live on Lush Radio Online. I want to send a salute to my boy, you know what I'm saying, Fred the Godson. My man is doing so many big things, man. He's on the cover of freaking Straight Stunt magazine, you know what I'm saying. He getting crazy rotation on Hot 97, 105.1. Salute to my dude. I respect him. Very humble dude, man. Support Fred the Godson. Make sure you log on to www.lushradioonline.com. We broadcasting live on there, and we broadcasting live on dcmingle.ning.com. We getting it in. You know, shout out to our sponsor, honeymanagement.net. You know what I mean? What did you get on Black Friday, man? Were you able to come out there? Who came up with Black Friday, man? I think it's a setup, man, because you know they never have all them items over there that they be talking about that be on sale. They got like five or six of them joints, so they might just have one. And they got people going in there killing themselves and stuff. I think Black Friday is ridiculous. They should have sales every day, man. Why they got to do it on one particular day? Guru.
Yeah, I got something to say about that. Yeah, it's crazy because a perfect example is the report I heard that last year was 5,000 people standing in front of Macy's to get in on 34th Street, and today it was 7,000. So, I mean, that just show you what's going on. 2,000 more people. How does it happen to be 2,000 more people? That's crazy. I mean, you know, just thinking of just coming in there spending like 500 pop, like, man, that's crazy
money,
man. Stadium money.
I thought everybody crying about this recession. I don't see no recession if all them people would stand out there to go buy stuff. Like, y'all been saving money this whole past year just to hit Black Friday. Like, what's going on?
A lot of them are tourists. They already got that guap to come over to New York. They was already getting it in when they got it. That's it. They from out of town. It could be 3,500 tourists in that group. I mean, you never know. That's NYC. That's how it go down. They come over here with that guap, trust me. I mean, I'm just like,
yo, the sad part was like last year, the year before last, it was several times, like I think it was like upstate New York or something, or Long Island, where the person got trampled over at the Walmart and stuff, man, and that was crazy. Like, people, like, I'm telling you, when it comes to Black Friday, man, it's like a black ops movement. It's like people coming in with their camouflage. They come with five or six people deep, like, son. They done outlined what section they going to hit, son. You hit the electronics. I'm the toys. You hit the clothes. I'm going to hit this area, you know what I'm saying? And they be on walkie-talkies. They be going hot body on Black Friday.
Yeah.
It don't make sense. It don't make sense. I mean, if it's that serious, I'm staying home like I stood home today. I wait till all that died down and go get what I needed. All that other stuff, like, they go in there and they act like savages. Like, they pull stuff out of other people's carts. People be going in the all-out brawl like it's a gang or something, man. Black Friday is a setup. It's dangerous. I wonder who came up with it. The government came up with that. They do. It's a mind game. They trying to program people to think that they're getting a deal for real when they not.
They try to make that one day buzz off sales in order to other people can come get the next sale the next day. See, they try to ripple effect from that day all the way into the Christmas season into the New Year to boost up sales, like a world record sales day for retail, and that's what they're looking for. Yeah, that's basically the brainwashing part of the goal of it is to say, yeah, well, they did come in and cleaned off the shelves. So, I mean, they still going to buzz about, look what I found at such and such store, XYZ. So, I mean, that's the brainwash effect part, what it's all about for that commercial success. It's crazy. So,
definitely.
I mean, you got to be in the game.
The good thing, there was no reports of nobody getting trampled at Walmart this year. I haven't heard any complaints of somebody getting trampled on this year. But it was almost like every year somebody was getting trampled or a fight broke out on Black Friday. I think they calming it down a little bit this year, you know. But it's just crazy. All of that stuff is just a mind game and brain ball. Oh, it's Black Friday. That means I got to take my whole entire check and spend my money on the 7th to 3rd. Where you at? With the family outside? Y'all still cooking and eating them?
You know, I'm out and about. It's all good. I'm with family for sure. I'm with the Zoo Crew family right now. I just muted them down a little bit for you. I'm gonna mute the Zoo Crew for you right quick.
I was wondering if you was in the jungle with the zoo somewhere.
It's studio time involved with what I do. I just want everybody to just support what we're doing, man. It's real talk, man. We out here just working.
Definitely
a blessing that Lush was able to present this show today. It's like a dream come true right now for how we've been going in for this whole year. Everything looking like real fire. Like that music you played, that was fire from Jay Rona in the camp. And just so happens he hosting our mixtape. So I'm putting it down for that, all of that, what you're doing right there, Lush. Go in.
Definitely shout out to Omar, graphic designer, you know what I'm saying? He be going in. Check out E2K Magazine online. He definitely did that jump off, and he's doing my site, you know what I'm saying, our site that we got right there for the Lush Radio. Our Lush Radio corporate site will be coming up next year. We're going to release that. We're going to have a release party for that. And don't forget, your girl, Lushy Lush, is turning 30 next year. Understand what I'm saying? We're going to be doing a celebrity birthday bash, so y'all going to have the heads up. It's only going to be selective people that's going to be invited. It's not open to everybody. It's going to be real selective. So it's going to be on and popping next year. And, man, you know what, though, Boone? We would have been on a roll ever since, like we was going, but, like, you know what I'm saying? When we got the whole team together, like, earlier this year, we was just pop, 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 just rolling.
All day. That's how it is. No stopping. So it's already on the road as such. You already know. I got the memo, baby. I got you. So, you know, just shout out to everybody supporting right now. We definitely rolling. You already know. It's like I got a new websites and vloggers on deck. So shout out to Digital Grind on my Twitter at Digital Grind. That's like real gonna be popping. And E2K website. You got to see these hot websites that we rocking with, man. The Lush Radio Online website.
You know, Digital Ground been my peoples for a minute. Back
that's
in the day,
money.
Dude was overseas in the military, Tiger. And I usually talk to him.
He's a
military. He a good dude. He cool dude. You know what I'm saying? He want me to send a logo over to add us as his affiliate. Over there. He had it before, but you know what I'm saying? But shout out to everybody that definitely support us. Shout out to all our PR people, Cinnamon Jones, everybody. You know, shout out to La Famosa, my girl JC out there. She be doing her thing. Shout out to everybody that definitely support us on Lush Radio Online. We go hard in the paint all day. Look, the zoo is off the hook over there, man. I'm going to have to fight the zoo, for real.
Yeah,
had to really
it's all good. Nah, I put them on you. I'm about to put Lush, we all love you. You know we all love you, but at the same time, we already just making sure that it goes
what
down officially for 2011.
What y'all sipping on over
music,
there? I'm about to play
music
Too
and
Fat.
Money.
I'm about to play Too Fat by my man Fred the Godson. This joint, I definitely love this joint. He's one of my favorite artists this year. I'm going to get him on the 2011 draft pick, man. This dude, you need to watch for him, man. He's making some noise in New York right now. The Bronx stand up, Worldwide stand up, Too Fat. You know what I'm saying? Fred the Godson. Cheers. Yeah, you know what it is. It's radio.
Bad, bad, bad boy. a bad boy.
I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy.
I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy.
I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy.
Yeah.
I'm a bad boy.
I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy.
I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy.
I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy.
Fat 5'9", 250. Gut like I'm 6 months. 5'9", 250 worth of bricks from. I delivered with the strip once. There's only much I could give, but I took the trip once. They told me chop like this. Old head told me play the block like this. Coke cat said he want his rock like this. No, y'all wish I had it locked like this. Yes, sir.
What up, Fred?
Just my bank account and my blood pressure. I'll see him, I'm a wrecker. Stopped him with my gum, so he was being extra. I'll show him how to stun. Fred A-Rod, I ain't going for the bun. Shots fly peroxide, I'm laying in a cut. I'm 1,000 pounds of uncut to the gut.
Yeah, I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but
I'm too fat. I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy.
Come on, mama, my real mama in Florida. My ex-mama, I dead her, cause I was bored of her. I need more, yeah. But you don't like big boys, this is all baby fat. Come on, Kamara. She love my aura. Love it when I call her. Want me to press record her. Every time I'm on her, I'm ducky fresh on her. On her, on her, on her, on her. Yeah, I mean, I'm hotter than a sauna. Fred from that back block, met her on the corner. However, I say Gucci down to the side. Spots and blocks filled with rocks. She said, stop. You want these legs, you may just wait. She said, you falling off, you losing weight. Asked what I wanted to cook, and I just ate still T-bone steak, cheese, eggs, and we'll just break bread.
Yeah, I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but
I'm too
fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy.
B-I-G-G-I-E, a.k.a. G-O-D, get it? Biggie. B-I-G-G-I-E, a.k.a. G-O-D, get it? Biggie, the greatest ever. Peace out to Brooklyn, but I'm Big Bronx, I'm coming just for the cooking. Hey, looking, I'm fresh out of the bookings. Like, take it where it need to be, tookin' on. This is my warning, I will claim victory. Chewing on some juicy fruit, you can't do this to me. Flow unbelievable, kicking the door with it. Get hypnotized when I come raw with it. Sky's the limit, they love me cause I'm nice. Mama tucked me in, gave me long kiss goodnight. They praying on my downfall, can't see me. Please throw down some ice for the nicest MC.
Yeah, I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy.
Cheers. Y'all already know what it is. It's your boy Fred the Godson, a.k.a. Big Bronx, a.k.a. Mr. So Crazy. So crazy. And you listening to Lush Radio Online. You already know. Emma, what it do, baby? Peace.
So crazy, so crazy, so crazy, so crazy, so crazy. Right now, right now, right now.
Popo, Fred going loco. Know what he sees in Gadia Dopo. He's married to rap, might be the flow though. Just me and my bitch, iced tea cocoa. White chain on that iced tea polo. Them white things know I get it full of low though. Bank I'm stopping it up. Hey yo, Hov, am I rocking or what?
Yes.
Okay, well, dear Jay, I'm on a celly flowing. Tell Beyonce that my punchlines I have Kelly rolling. I'm in a telly holding like 4 quarters. I'm about to go OT like tie 4 quarters. Porsche water, figure you punks looking. Stole game real, I'm a nigga you want cooking. Just give me a mad apron and white hat, and I'll be right back.
Yes.
I gotta go.
Okay. So crazy, so crazy.
I gotta go. In.
So crazy, so
I'm living
crazy.
For the
right now, right now.
Pop it and hit him, turn him to gravy. You These rockers won't lick them, I'm not McGrady. But I'm the one, God's on fire. I dress it up, see ball for ball, on fire. Bank, stopping it up. AJ, am I rocking or what?
Yes.
Okay, I work clips well. Two guns named Kelly and B, so it won't be a Michelle. The stamp's my initial. Taste that, that's a fish shell, fish shell. It's magic when he rapping. The white coming keys, they telling me 3 seconds. The price is out, out. Yo, J, am I the nicest out?
Yes.
I gotta go.
Okay. So crazy, so, so
I gotta
crazy.
Going.
So crazy, so, so
I'm living
crazy.
For the
right now, right.
I came in the door, said it before. I never let the mic magnetize me no more, cause it's biting me, fighting me, inviting me to rhyme. Can't hold it back, I'm looking for the line, found it. They know I'm based on the block. Tell Sean Press, crack another case, it's a ride. Tell Diddy Fresh, settle for like Mace when he drop. AJ, I'm the future of what?
Yes,
okay.
So crazy, so, so
I got it going.
So crazy, so, so.
This is Natalia. You're live on Lush Radio. It's going down on Lush Radio Online.
Maybach music.
I'm not a star. Somebody lied. I got a pistol in the car. A 45. If I died today, remember me like John Lennon. Buried in Louis. I'm talking all brown linen. Make all of my bitches tattoo my logo on they titty. Put a statue of a nigga in the middle of the city. Load up the choppers like it's December 31st. Roll up and cock it and hit them niggas where it hurts. Told on my partner and help them crackers give them 30. I told him I got them, therefore I got it.
I got a less shade tonight because it's Friday. Yeah, but that was Rick Ross. Ricky Rose made back music. That one was I'm Not a Star right there. You know what I'm saying? So
is what it is, you know what I'm saying? And we play So Crazy, and I'm Too Fat by your man Fred the Godson. Salute. You already know what it is. So we live in the building, man. It's definitely going down on Lush Radio Online. Keep it locked each and every Friday. It's the Hot Not Fridays. Also on top of that, it's Follow Friday. So if you're on Twitter, call in and tell us your Twitter name so we can follow you back. Because this team follow back on Lush Radio Online. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you follow 100, you know what I'm saying? Bugsy, everybody, the whole squad, E2K Mag, everybody, man. We go in all day, hard body. You need all that promo. You need that 3-day turnaround time on that website. We got you. Hit us up, man. Follow us at Twitter. See us on Facebook, Lush Radio Online. You know what I'm saying? We global, baby. You know what I'm saying? We global pimpers, eh? You know what I'm saying? We live in the building. I'm going to give y'all some Cisco throwback thong song in a few, but I'm going to go in with my man Future Groove 100. And I definitely, you know, definitely love Fred the Godson. Shout out to him. I want to talk about Brett Favre, man. Like, I want to talk about some football a little bit, man. Let's talk about my man Brett Favre, man. Brett Favre, man, is a great player, outstanding, legend. But my man need to give it up, man. Brett, your fourth win is gone. Let's go home. Good night. Give it up. He got to go, man. What y'all think, man, about Brett Favre?
He tried his best for the season, but, you know, it doesn't look like anything going to materialize for what he came in it for. So, I mean, therefore, I'm agree with you when you say give it up, because it's much, you know, turmoil with other team members now. It's not effective for the team. So you already know, it's breaking it down. The leader is breaking it down. It's like, you know, it's not there. There's no leadership over there.
Man, it's just, I don't know, man. It's down the toilet right now. What you think about that, Bugsy?
Oh, man, somebody got that boy on spin cycle. He's washed up, man, if you ask me.
Washed up.
He need to take it home. I know he want that ring, but, you know, all the great ones don't get a ring, man. You know, pack it up. Go home.
So, sometimes it's better to leave with a good rep than to destroy your rep trying to chase something, you know. And I mean, come on, man. Like, Brett is like close to 50-something years old. Like, come on, man. Brett, your whole face is white, son. You looking like Santa Claus over here, son. You got to chill.
He said he better stick to them Wrangler commercials, get them Wrangler jeans.
For real, man. Put on some Wranglers and get that endorsement money, man, and call it a day. Stop being a freaking sportscaster or something. There we go, man. Niggas got to be in the jungle and stuff, man. There we go.
Yeah, I'm inbound this time. I can't take no more guillotines. I'm inbound this time. That's all you, Guru.
That's Guru. He in the jungle, man. You know what I'm saying? But Brett Favre, now, I don't take nothing from him. He's a very talented player. But my man is washed up. He old, man. He got to give it up. Some people just hold on to stuff. You know what I'm saying? That's just like when you an old man. And you know that you balding off the top and you got that little hair on the side and the back and you trying to hold on to that little piece of hair. Like, just shave it off bald, man. Just go bald, man. There's no hair left on your head, son. It's not looking cute anymore, man. You know, like, I love Stevie Wonder to death, man, but that hairline is receding, my dude. Somebody cut his hair off, man, and let it be bald. For real. All against baldness. But anyway.
Keep rocking them dreads out till they fall off.
Keep rocking them dreads till they fall off, till this hairline hit the back of his neck. God dang.
Oh, shit. Make you feel like Mike Epps, what he say? Blum, 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 blum. You'll never find a hairline like mine. Oh, let's get it.
Man, that's crazy, man. But shout out to Brett Favre, man. I haven't seen a football player get, like, his fourth win. It's like the third win, he was actually playing all right, though. That fourth win is just like, nah, he don't got it no more, man. But, man, shout out to my man Tony Romo. My man Tony Romo got injured and stuff. Shout out to my Dallas Cowboys.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to hear no mess about no Dallas Cowboys, so y'all better shut it up right now. But anyway,
I was about to ask you what happened last night.
hey, shut it up, okay? We got five rings, though. So that's all I got to say. But shout out to the Dallas Cowboys, though. Tony Romo got injured and everything, so I don't know, man. He's always getting injured. I don't know what to say about my dude, man. He's good quarterback and stuff, man, but, you know, he keep on getting injured. I don't know, man. It is what it is, man. Who do you think is your top picks, man, going into the Super Bowl this year?
New England at the top. I give a little credit to the Colts. I'm not really a Manning fan, but you know, I give the Colts a little effort. From what I seen yesterday, man, not too many teams is really doing too hot this year. But you know, I give it to the Colts and my Pats, man. I give it to them two right there.
I don't think that a lot of the teams are really showing their full potential this year. I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's the recession. They come back on their pay or something. And they like, yo, son, we only going to do a little something. You know, but the Redskins, I'm going to tell you, ever since I haven't seen the Redskins play. Now, I'm not a Redskins fan. You know what I'm saying? Forget the Redskins. But anyway, the Redskins, right, they ain't played that good since 1980-something. So this year was the first time I ever seen them actually play hard. I guess somebody threatened them or something or whatever. But they was playing hard. But they fell off, though, again, because they dead skins like they are. So they dead skins. But anyway, I had to say it. Redskins need to get the fuck out of here Friday.
Let's get it.
You know, but that's just basically it, you know what I'm saying, with them. But, I mean, honestly, you're right. I haven't really seen any teams that really have been showing and proving. You know, like a couple of years before and last year, you seen the teams, they like, yo, these are some winners. It's like right now, it's kind of skeptical right now this year. It's real skeptical this year. It's not nothing that's like really like, yeah, they going hard.
You don't even really get excited over the rival games too much, neither. The rival games normally used to be the jump, but they even fizzled out a little bit.
Goon, what you think about, what's your top picks of football teams this year? Goon.
They over there playing CeeLo.
They over there playing how low can you go over that joint.
Who got snaps on the pet show?
Goon over there, when he gets in his little mode and stuff, they up there playing how low can you go over that one? But anyway,
they over there working on their snaps. They trying to get their snaps right.
Well, but I mean, in regards to the rival teams, I don't think nobody's really showing improvement this year. Not at all. Not at all. You know, not at all. So. That's what I think in regards to the football situation. But the economy has not changed. Economy is still messed up. I think there has been several more jobs lost in this past year. They say they're getting tax breaks and stuff like that. But when are those coming? I just can't wait. Ain't nobody can wait until the taxes come. Cause when I get my taxes, this one will pop. But this year, even though we say that we're going to save our money, people, this year when you get your taxes, don't be going to the Gucci store, the Prada store, and lacing up your kids and stuff. Make sure you put some money in the bank this year, seriously. Save that money for a rainy day because, you know, people, they be having like a $5,000 check. They done claimed five or six other people's children and shit.
They better go see the bootleg man on 155th, get that knockoff.
Yo, I'm seeing the bootleg man, or they be like, son, how many kids you got, son? Son, you know you going to. Son, let me find one of them joints, man. Where we at?
Yeah.
You looking fat as hell on text.
No, we're knocking on doors. You claiming your kids this year? All right, if not, let me claim them. Going from door to door. Who's claiming who? Let me get little Tyrone. I'll give you $500 for him. You know how they get it, Rush. You know how they do.
Yo, they're going to be going in this year, man. But you know what, though? I think 2011 is the year for people to really get it. Like, I really think that a lot of things are going to go down this year.
a lot of prospects, new things, new adventures, and new prospects are definitely going to be coming out for a lot of our listeners, a lot of people that come through and support us and us. We're taking it to the next level. Watch out for some of the new things we got popping. We will be going BDS. So when you got your paperwork straight and everything, then holler at us because we're definitely going in next year. On top of that, we'll be doing more and more events. We got the Heart of the City showcase, Soul Edition. We're working on trying to either get Paula Campbell or Lil Modo, you know what I'm saying, open up. I'm hoping we can get Lil Modo, so I'm trying to work that joint out, and it's going to be nice. It's going to be real nice, and we got some more events to come, so watch out for it. My birthday bash, I'm telling you, man, I'm about to be the 3-0, man. I'm going to make 30 look so sexy. I'm about to go on a gym. I'm about to do some more crazy stuff. Yo, I'm going to take a hot-ass fixer and put it on the fly. It's going to be retarded, son. I'm telling you. Bugsy, you better come through, son. Word up.
I'm definitely come through for your birthday. This is what I'm going to guarantee. I know a couple of joints, you know, I let my partners and investors, you know, fuck up my schedule, but I didn't get a lot of people off my boat, so my boat's moving a little bit better. Like I told my niggas, man, you know, my boat don't turn around, so when your boat meets up with me, we can link. Until then, man, my boat is my boat.
Definitely. And you know what, if you guys don't know, he is the creator of the lukewarm saying when we talk about the hot and hot music on the show. He is the creator of the lukewarmness.
I try to get that little escape to, you know, survive in there. So if you get the lukewarm, that means next time you got to come a little harder because you don't get two lukewarms, you only get one.
In a few seconds, I'm going to go ahead and take it back to Cisco, the thong song. I haven't heard that joint in a minute, man. Shout out to all the ladies that wear thongs, and shout out to the ladies that don't wear drawers at all. Free balling.
Shaking a little stinky tail. You know I was going to say it. Let me know I was going to say it. Shaking a little stinky tail. You know it.
Oh, man, you always call ladies. Why you be going on there like that, man? You wrong, man.
Somebody got to do it, man. Sometimes dudes be telling them what they want to hear. We need to tell them what they need to hear.
What they need to hear? That they stanky? That's what they got to hear? I thought you be nice to the ladies.
you can only be nice for so long, man. When you be nice and then they try to, you know, overlook certain things, like, you know, certain females, you know, just be having a little sweat patch under their underarm on their shirt. That's not cool, ladies. Like, you got to do something about that, you know.
And oh, we going to go in on get the fuck out of here tonight because you going on there.
You should have seen me on Facebook, Lush. I started early today on my get the fuck out of here Friday. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, my God. We're going to take it back to thong song, man. Why your thongs got doodle stains on them? That's a no-go. Get the fuck out of here, man. We're going to go to the Cisco thong song. We're going to be right back on Lush Radio Online.
This thing right here is letting all the ladies know what guys talk about. You know, the finer things in life. It out. Ooh, that dress so scandalous. You know another nigga can handle it. See you shaking that thing like who's the ish? The look in your eyes so devilish. You like to dance on the hip hop spot.
Hip hop spot.
Connect the dots. Not connect the dots. She liked the pop cause she was living la vida loca. She had dumps like a truck. Thing like who's the ish with a look in my eye.
time, the thong song. What your thong smell like, man? That thong better be smelling good. Pimping? Yeah.
That song right there used to be pumping in the clubs right there, though. So, I mean, I'm going to give up. That was a club music right there. I ain't going to lie.
Where was you at when you first heard that joint?
Still DJing and getting it in. That's what I was doing. I mean, that takes some memories right there. Like, it's crazy. You know, that was a good group.
How much play you get off that song, son?
A lot. I see where you're going with it, so I will give you a one-word answer. All right.
Yeah.
One-word answer, Tom.
Yeah. Is it true or not true that not all women are meant to wear thongs?
Yeah, it's true, of course. You can go look at these tabloids and these internet sites now. I mean, that's obvious. Not everybody. That's right.
Not everybody can wear a thong.
Lush, like, you know, from a point of view, say you was a dude, right? And you was in the club, and you seen Shorty dancing all night, you know, shaking that ass, wobbling, dropping like it's hot. You gonna tell me that thong ain't gonna come in your mind like her coochie gotta stink? You ain't gonna think that at least one time, like, dude, she's been in there all night, shaking that right there, getting moist, it gotta stink. You ain't gonna tell me you wouldn't think that, Lush. Come on, Lush.
I can't believe.
I'm just being honest, ladies. I'm not being mean. I'm just being honest.
He is ignorant shit. I can't stand him. My words are all fucked up tonight. Musty done messed me up talking about she dropping in his tank.
I just wanted to share my views.
Well, look, if I was a dude, I'm a female, but if I was a dude, right, and stuff, and the chick was dropping it like it's hot, sweating and, you know, sweating, drinking, licking, perspiring, and I know that joint funky. I don't even know, if there's a female that can drop it like it's hot and dance all night, hot, funky, and be smelling all good, man, she is just, like, not a real person. You know, so I don't think, but you know, it's dudes out there that be smashing the joints like that, though. It's real nasty. I guess when they be twisted, they don't know the difference, but it be real nasty, and they be eating the box and all that stuff, you know what I'm saying? And that joint be stinking, yo, like, so I don't know, man. I don't know. Some of y'all cats is nasty out there, man. Y'all just be going too hard. Some of y'all got to get the fuck out of here.
Show up the doorway. Get out there.
Well, get out of here with that. Where they do that at, man? God, go wash it up. That's why they call it soap and water. Soap and water. For real. So we're going to get into the Hot or Not Friday. We got one song right here from your man Jay Harvey. Featuring a Little Sacrifice. Jay Harvey will be the rapper, MC on the situation, and Lily is the singer. It's called Sacrifice. This is the version and all that, and I want to get your feedback. He's out here in the DMV, originally from New York. Let us know what you think. Is it hot or not? Or, like Buzzy's word, is it lukewarm? He said you only get one chance to be lukewarm. So I'm saying you try your best to get a hot or not. On Lush Radio Online. Hey, ho.
You are watching a master. You know, some things you just
got to hold on to. Some things you just got to let go in order to succeed in life. Let's go.
I'm more focused now. Time's come to the point where I need to reconstruct and start over now. Yeah, I'm the chosen child, but get a load of how. Failure's not an option, it's not how it's going down. Breathe easy, I'ma talk to you real briefly. And you can doubt or believe in these words, I speak freely. And if anybody deceives me, come see me. You can look as hard as you want, you ain't gonna beat me. And as you look over to the rebirth of a new soldier. It's J. Hall. Move over, I came to school you. Get you in your dreams that you pursue to. Don't let these knuckleheads fool you, do you? And if you choose to discover your luck, trust you ain't work hard enough if you ain't struggle too much. Believe me, I struggled enough to reach to the top, to be where I am. Sometimes I even doubled up. Yeah, I was separated, and I'm living my biz. And I can't blame you if you ain't forgiving it, kid. I did some things, chase, live, and just live. I guess the next verse will explain why I did what I did. I'm sorry it wasn't handled great. I guess it was a sacrifice I had to make. I'm sorry it wasn't handled great. I guess it was a sacrifice I had to make. Let it ride. Because the past was past, situation was drastic, mine ain't have to last. And in the aftermath, you soon realize the value that it will be forgotten, and then you have to laugh. See the drama and pain, that ain't about me. I lost faith in it all when you doubt me. See, we were strong for a minute, but sooner or later we'd be gone for a minute. Had to move on for a minute, just understand the song before it finished. Open your eyes, listen up, pay attention, then it'll all get replenished. Realize I had to be myself. I was feeling like a barrier cage. Had to free myself. Gotta believe in myself. Gotta succeed in my wealth. Truth be told, let it be known that the dealing was dealt. So you thought we were magical, but we weren't compatible. The numbers didn't add up mathematical. And then people threw the wrong ideas to the point where it all ended with you pouring out tears. See, I was here until the point where it was marked a bear. Then the care began to wear until it all became clear. I gotta get my head right. It's only right that I chose to sacrifice life. I gotta get my head right. It's only right that I chose to sacrifice life. Let it ride.
Be free to sacrifice. How many people make sacrifices in their life? Are they good sacrifices or are they bad sacrifices? I want to know what y'all guys think. Did you like it? Was it hot or not? Or was it lukewarm? I want to hear from Bugsy out in Boston. Bugsy, what you think? Hot or not or lukewarm?
I'm going to give him the hot lush. At first, I was supposed to go when I heard what beat he was going to. I'm like, you know, you got to come hard if you're going to deal with that beat. And I give it to him, man. You know, he did his thing, and he definitely represented right on that. But, like, for the hook in the middle, I probably would have, you know, put it up a little level just to hear a little bit more vocals on the singing, because you hear more of the old behavior itself than you do hear the singing. So, I mean, he still get it hot from me.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. Guru, hot or not, or lukewarm?
That was vibing. It was hot. I was definitely vibing. I want to hear it again. I need that in the arsenal. I like that joint. It was tight to me. I liked it. I was checking it out. I was rocking to it.
I listened to it prior and stuff. I liked the song, and I think he really went in with his lyrics. I think it was really, like, it was meaningful. You know how a lot of songs you get, you like,
yo, we not talking about nothing. Like, this song was, like, a good song. But I got to agree with Bugsy on it, that chorus where she was singing, maybe I would change the singer or not really put that too much into that or leave it out and just keep it rocking like it was, because that joint was a hot joint. Really.
Definitely.
That's how I feel about the situation. You know. But the joint is hot, so I think, you know, we might rock that joint one more time. Just for one more time, we're going to rock, like, one more time, off a request of Google, and rock that joint real quick again. Repeat.
You are watching a master.
You know, some things you just got to hold on to. Some things you just got to let go in order to succeed in life. Let's go!
I'm all focused now. Time's come to the point where I need to reconstruct and start over now. Yeah, I'm the chosen child, but get a load of how. Failure's not an option, it's not how it's going down. Breathe easy, I'ma talk to you real briefly. And you can doubt or believe in these words, I speak freely. And if anybody deceives me, come see me. You can look as hard as you want, you ain't gonna beat me. And as you look over to the rebirth of a new soldier. It's J. Hall, move over, I came to school you. Get you in your dreams that you pursue to. Don't let these knuckleheads fool you, do you? And if you choose to discover your luck, trust you ain't work hard enough if you ain't struggle too much. Believe me, I struggled enough to reach to the top, to be where I am. Sometimes I even doubled up. Yeah, I was separated and I'm living my biz. And I can't blame you if you ain't forgiving it, kid. I did some things, chase, live, and just live. I guess the next verse will explain why I did what I did. I'm sorry, it wasn't handled great. I guess it was a sacrifice I had to make. I'm sorry it wasn't handled great. I guess it was a sacrifice I had to make. Let it ride. Because the past was past, situation was drastic, mine ain't have to last. And in the aftermath, you soon realize the value that it will be forgotten, and then you have to laugh. See the drama and pain, that ain't about me. I lost faith in it all when you doubt me. See, we were strong for a minute, but sooner or later we'd be gone for a minute. Had to move on for a minute, just understand the song before it finished. Open your eyes, listen up, pay attention, then it'll all get replenished. Realize I had to be myself. I was feeling like a barrier cage. Had to free myself. Gotta believe in myself. Gotta succeed in my wealth. Truth be told, let it be known that the dealing was dealt. So you thought we were magical, but we weren't compatible. The numbers didn't add up mathematical. And then people threw the wrong ideas to the point where it all ended with you pouring out tears. See, I was there until the point where it was marked a bear. Then the care began to wear until it all became clear. I gotta get my head right. It's only right that I chose to sacrifice life. I gotta get my head right. It's only right that I chose to sacrifice life. Let it ride.
Peace. This is Emma E2K, y ahora están escuchando Lush Radio. What, you didn't know what I said? You are now listening to LushRadioOnline.com.
Thanks for the drop from my sexy sister, the one and only Emma E2K right there for that Spanish version as you're listening to Lush Radio Online. That right there, that sacrifice song, we had to throw that, you know what I'm saying, because Google had requested that joint right there again. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, I think J-Hawk has potential, guys. What you think?
Oh, hey, all I can say, man, if Lush plays it twice back-to-back, man, you definitely got some potential and talent, man. So, salute.
Definitely. Google requested that joint. Google don't like everybody's joint like that.
Yeah, it was definitely popping.
Yeah, you, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I was definitely popping.
I thought you was in the zoo again.
I'm still here. Nah, it was definitely a good track. It's definitely on point right there.
The good thing about it is I think it's like he ain't talking about shoe and killing. He talk about like some everyday life stuff, sacrifices that people make in order to be where they need to be and stuff, you know. And I think it's positive. And I think he can also even like if he decided to, I ain't saying he going there, but he could do gospel rap too because that joint could have been in the gospel rap joint too. That joint is nice.
Kurt Frank,
definitely agree with you. Definitely
like you could throw some gospel singers up in that joint, and sweep that joint up, do a remix of that joint. That joint was nice, right there. We had Kurt Frank be like, "Who all the people say?"
You know, he was get like Yolanda Adams on the hook.
Yeah, that's
you know?
Right.
For real, that joint be crazy right there, yo. I don't know if we got J Hov on the line and stuff. We gonna see. We got J Hov on the line, 347, what it do?
Yeah. Yo, Lush.
Yo, what up? Who this?
You can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yo, what's good with you?
Yeah, what, is this J Hov? Is this J Hov?
Yeah, this is J Hov. What's up?
What's up, man? Where you at? In the zoo, too? Where you at?
Oh, man, I'm over here traveling about to do Thanksgiving part two.
I don't know if you got a chance to hear that. You got some kudos for your songs, huh?
Oh, yeah, I heard it. I appreciate the love, man. I appreciate everything.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Well, what inspired you to do that song, Sacrifice, man?
Oh, man, you know what? That was something I wrote, like, I'd say about 2-3 years ago. And I just finally recorded it. You know, the first part of the joint was talking about basically some lifetime experiences where, you know, I just wanted to do better in my life, you know. And in order to do that, you got to sacrifice certain things. And then the second part was definitely talking about, like, an ex-girlfriend back in the time where she was holding me back a little bit, so I had to sacrifice her. So, you know, I kind of put the two of the different meanings of the word sacrifice into a good song, you know?
Definitely.
Fellas, y'all got any questions for Jay Hov while he on the line? You got to do Thanksgiving part two?
I just want, you know, say salute. Keep doing what you do, man. Just keep rocking, man, you know, because I definitely rock with that right there, man. I'm waiting to hear some more.
I appreciate that, big homie.
Yeah, man.
You got some questions, Drew?
Nah, actually, just want to shout him out and let him throw his information out there online or on his Facebook, Twitter info, you know, because I think it's a crazy song, man. I was bopping twice to it. So, Deck.
Oh, thanks very much, man. Y'all all can always reach me on Facebook, Twitter. It's both the same name, J.Hov. That's J.Dot.Harv.
Word.
Okay.
That's what it is. There you go.
Definitely. Make sure you hit him up. And he also does hot graphics also. He did the flyer for the DC Mingle joint for this Tuesday coming up. And he's working on a New Year's flyer. So he doing his thing too, man. J Hov is getting it in. And we appreciate you, J Hov, man. I like that joint, man.
Thanks very much. I appreciate you, Lutz, for even playing my track. And stay tuned. I'm going to push some more music your way and see if it gets a hot or not.
That's what's up, you know? Either hot or not, or lukewarm, like Bugsy did.
Lukewarm.
You get that lifeline. You know, every game show got that lifeline, so you get that one lifeline.
Well, man, TJ. I'll talk to you later, man. That's what's up. Make sure you hit him at J.Hov on Twitter and stuff, man. That's what's up, man. That was a nice joint, though, man. It was really like, I think everybody can relate to, you know, making sacrifices in their life, man. You know, sometimes you got to sacrifice that fast money, you know, to make sure that you don't have to look over your shoulder no more, you know, especially us that's been in the game hustling and stuff. I don't want to get locked up no more, man. For real.
You already know, Lush.
Sometimes you got to make sacrifices. You know?
I'm doing what I want to do.
I got a new joint from Uncle Murder and Jada Kiss. They don't know me. And some of y'all cats don't know us. Y'all don't know Lush Radio Online team. And y'all be dropping our names so y'all can get clout. How you trying to eat off of us and we don't even know y'all? Get the fuck out of here.
Keep moving.
For real, man. Uncle Murder, Jada, right here, they don't know me. We're going to be right back on Lush Radio Online, and we're about to tell some people to get the fuck out of here. Radio, man. They don't really know me. Niggas that collect, they know me.
You don't know me. You think you know me. You think you see me and I act real phony, but you don't really know me. Think you know me, but you don't really know me. Uncle Murder and Jada Kiss, Murder to mess out that joint. My man said, I'm not spitting on his joint. I'm about to spit on him. Where they do that at? You don't really know me. We got to go to the phone line. Was that joint hot or not, man? That joint was like so like muy caliente, like extra boiling hot. What you think about that joint, Ghoul? What you think about that, Ghoul? Ghoul in the jungle. Ghoul, you in the jungle? Bugsy, that was hot or not, man. He just got attacked by wild animals.
Yo, I tell you, he over there rolling dice, man. He over there rolling them dice.
Playing craps over there, buddy.
But that definitely gets the hot, man. It's definitely good to see, you know, Murray and Jada doing their thing, man. And, you know, I salute to them, man, because they real dudes, man. You know, Jada Kiss been in so long, man. They, you know, they don't sell out, man. They don't make that bubblegum rap, as I call it. So y'all look at it like, well, they don't go nowhere. But listen to the words they say, man. It hit the heart, man. Salute. Let's get it hot for me.
Definitely, man. Salute to them. And Jada, you know, Jada is just a monster. Uncle Murder said, I ain't spitting on this. I'm going to spit on you. I'm going to want a hot spit that cold joint in the back of my throat and just spit on you right now.
Hey, Lush, I've seen it done before. It is nothing pretty. Oh, great. Googly moogly. Nothing pretty.
That was ugly. That's crazy right there, but that joint was definitely fire. We got to salute my boy TDI for putting that in the arsenal for us this week, Mac. There, man, that joint is definitely fire. You know what I'm saying, for the people. I feel like whipping my hair, and if I whip it, I might smack you with it. But oh man, but you know one thing about black women though. One thing black. Does everybody know this? I want you to call in at 347-826-7722 and tell me one thing that black women say that you cannot do to their hair. Call in at 347-826-7722. Call in right now. And I will give you a secret prize. Call in right now. What does the black woman tell you not to do to her hair? Anybody? Anybody?
I always get the don't pull my hair. Hey, I'm sorry, you know, that's the animal in me.
Is it the don't pull my hair or just don't touch my hair at all? Just don't touch it.
Yeah, don't fuck up my hair. You know they don't play. Don't fuck up their hair.
A black woman say, do not touch my hair at all. Don't touch my hair. Because, you know, half of them, you know what I'm saying, it's not their real joint, right? So they either got a weave or a wig, okay? It's a weave or a wig. And if you pull too hard, you're liable to see her real hair, and it might not be done underneath that joint. So she's liable to be looking like John King of Buckwheat out this month.
Hey, Lush, you just reminded me, right? You know, about a couple of years ago, you know, everybody's chilling, so, you know, dudes took off their fitted hat because, you know, they chilling. So, you know, dudes, throw the fitted. Let's get comfortable. Why shorty said, I might as well take mine off, too. Took off the ponytail and threw it next to the fitted hat. I was like, man, googly moogly. That is not a fitted hat, shorty. You better put that bag on your head. She pulled it off.
No, that reminds me of the Will Smith joint. Remember when they had the, when Tisha Campbell came on there, what's her name from Martin or whatever? She came on, and remember they got locked in the basement or whatever, and she started taking the nails off. He's like, damn, what's real on your body, girl?
Coming out with the Walgreens package. Yeah, got the press on nails and the hair piece.
Now they got the nails, they like more permanent, like at least lasting for a little bit. Remember they used to have the leaf press on joints and them joints would just slip off.
Oh, don't let them get into a cat fight. It's a wrap. You pop my nail. Get out of here. Sit down.
Oh man, it's crazy, man.
all these old things from back in the day is definitely coming back. You got the kids are rocking the Gumbies and stuff now again, you know what I'm saying? But you know what, though? Back in the day, I was looking at some stuff back in the day. I never really noticed in the 80s, some dudes was wearing some tight jeans, son.
They was wearing them huggies.
Jeans, them huggy joints, man. But they ain't wear like they wearing them now. Like, they was on your pants, like, properly. You understand what I'm saying? They weren't like the way they got them now. Like, they got them now, like, you know, stretch pants. Like, they might as well be tight, for real. You know what I'm saying? You might as well be a ballerina, my nigga. Ballerina around that gun. Whoop-de-doo.
They wearing them new boy jeans. That's definitely the name, new boys, because it's the new era boys wearing them tight-ass jeans.
For real. I'm just saying, though, real talk, though, as a man, Buzzy, doesn't that hurt a man's scrotum?
When I believe so. You gotta have room to move, man. And you gotta let it breathe. And you just got it all tight. You're gonna be like them women, all stinky and funky. You better let it breathe, niggas.
Man, salty balls.
Yeah, yeast infection for men.
Oh man, but you know what I'm saying. We definitely going in. Shout out to DC Mingle each and every Tuesday. Is Tease Tuesday. This Tuesday coming up is going to be Blackout Night. Make sure you're dressing all black and bring your flashlight. It's going to be at Rose's Dream. They're going to have a go set of hot food going down, and they got drink specials is going in, and they got all the sexy ladies and sexy fellas in the DMV area. After work, come on and kick off shoes and relax your feet and party on down with DC Mingle. Yeah. But anyway.
get him with motion.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And you know, December 18th is going down. My brother from another mother, my mentor, the one and only Easy Street, is going to be holding it down on the ones and twos along with DJ Shampoo. Coming straight from Jamaica, performing live over Mars. He created the song, the Dance for Raging Bull. So it's going down, and it's going to be at the Glory Hall Center in the DMV. It's going down. Y'all need to be there, man. It's see the flyer on www.radioonline.com. Holla at my girl Donna. She has, you know, celebrity entertainment, and she's a good chick. You know, I don't really like too many people in this industry, but she's one loyal person and she's about her business, and I definitely support everything that she do. And it's going down tonight on Lush Radio Online right there, man. Got a lot of hot joints coming up. We're going to have the Kris Kringle Drive. We're going to be collecting the toys for the kids soon, so if you'd like to donate, hit us up on LushRadioOnline.com. You can hit me up on there, or you can hit me up on my email, CEO@LushRadioOnline@gmail.com. How to not promo, y'all know the email for that. If you don't, y'all need to holler at futureguru100@gmail.com or futureguru on Twitter and holler at him and let him know what the deal is, man. You need to submit that hot music, man, for this mixtape, this 2011 draft pick, man. We're going to have your man DJ Jay Ronan. He's live on Mix 1620, and, you know, when I come back up to New York, I'm going to be up there rocking out with him on Mix 1620 talking my ish. Like I always do, because we talk our ish on Lush Radio Online, because it's our ish. Yeah?
hit him in the head with it. Let him know.
You know what I'm saying? This is how we do, man. We no FCC regulate what we do. We do what we do. We do it for the people. We are the people's voice. We give voices to people that don't have time to speak or will never get that sunshine shining on their face. Shout out to Sunshine. I got to shout out my girl Sunshine. She's so... Sunshine, you ever met a female or a person that just make you see the light? I had to call her Sunshine, Sunshine on a cloudy day. Well.
Somebody, old boy from House Party when he was drunk. I see the light. Bring it back on him.
Oh, man. But shout out to everybody. And special shout out to Donnell and Nikki. They definitely throw the hottest parties with DC Mingle. And, you know, and shout out to everybody that's doing their thing. So I'm going to go in and whip my hair because I feel like whipping my hair. But please don't touch a black woman's hair because you're liable to get that backhand or you're liable not to get that poo-poo that night because you touched the hair and you pulled it too hard and you ripped the weave off. I'm about to play this song with my hair. So, ladies, if you got a weave on or a wig or a ponytail or something that's not really yours and it's attached to your hair, please try not to whip it too hard. Be cautious about what you're doing right now because, you know, whipping your hair is liable for your weave to fall off, and we don't want you to be embarrassed right now. So when you whip your hair, make sure you at least got your hair combed a little bit. Don't look like buckwheat. And whip your hair. Be free to whip your hair. I don't care if it's nappy, beady beat, or it's permed and relaxed, or it's curly. And if it's nappy, I don't think you could whip it too much because it's too tight for you to whip anything. But let's go on to Willow Smith with my hair. We're going to come back, and we're going to tell some people to get the out of here on Friday. My hair too much. I got whiplash. My brain hurt right now. People, this is the PSA. If you are listening to Willow Smith with my hair, make sure you have a neck brace on because you're liable to have whiplash. Whipping your hair too hard. And we're going back online with Future Groove 100 along with Bug Beat from Boston. And I just finished whipping my hair.
Nice, nice, Les. I hope you enjoyed it. I know that's your type. I know you're getting it in when you hear that. That's what's up. I know about
you
that.
You know what, though? With my hair reminds me, remember when they used to have the Dutchie one and the Hot Walk, that reggae joint, and people used to whip their hair, and the girl whipped her hair so hard, she snapped her neck. That's why I just telling people, please be careful when they whip their hair, for real. Because we don't want nobody to hurt themselves.
Hey, don't be whipping your hair with beads, because you might poke an eye out. You dig?
For real, don't whip it with no beads, for real. And if you got shells on there, shells, or any kind of obstructive nature, hair clips or anything reliable, that might be a weapon at that time. You might whip it too hard and somebody die or somebody will be injured whipping your hair. So, come on, Shane. Don't whip your hair too much. When whipping your hair goes wrong. Oh, man. We have 11 minutes left on the clock, and you're live, and you're listening to LushRadioOnline.com. Hot or not Fridays, follow Fridays, Freestyle Fridays. We're going through the night. You know, we had some hot new music on here, man, and we was definitely going in. We talked about Black Friday, and we talked about the whole edition with Nicki Minaj and Lil' Kim. Lil' Kim went in on the new joint, Black Friday. We will get that audio for y'all cats soon in the building. But you know what? You know it's time to get live. And some people, we really need to rip a new butthole into, because some of y'all cats just don't know what it is to get the fuck out of here. You know why we tell y'all to get the fuck out of here? Because some of y'all just don't know. Y'all don't know. Y'all acting really retarded out here in the streets. Like, I don't see how you moving, for real. I watch everything. We see everything. We hear everything. So when you think we ain't watching, we watching. When you think we ain't listening, we listen. For real. So I'm going to go ahead and let, you know, Guru and Bugsy start it off, because I got some real joints to go in. I'm going to rip a whole new joint into you with no lube tonight. Yo.
My get the fuck out of here is just to everybody that's just getting down with this movement right now, man. It's just a lot of positive things going on with it. So, you know, just be on point and be alert for the new broadcast and how we're doing it from both websites and everybody that's supporting it. Like, if you really just trying to, you know, just slide in, you know that you got to, you know, follow the chain of command and, you know, just be on point with your business. You know, get the fuck out of here. You know, this team is solid. It's moves to be made. So everybody's doing positive things. So we definitely just want to just, you know, just not make it a game. It's not a game out here. We're doing real business. We're real business people. So get the fuck out of here if you're not on the business level right now. Word up.
We live this. We breathe this, man. We take dumps out of this, man. This is real talk right here. I eat this and regurgitate all day, every day.
Oh, man. This one actually go to my boy DJ Expose. I took him on my run yesterday with my Thanksgiving run. And I just want to tell my dude, get the fuck out of here, man. You know, he got drunk off 2 Heinekens, almost busted his ass down the stairs, broke the flower pot. Niggas start talking about shots of tequila. He was running. Like, niggas was like, yo, we taking shots of tequila. My dude was like, yo, I got to go get my keys, son. And never came back. Yo, get the fuck out of here, DJ. Getting drunk off 2 Heinekens, bruh. What's wrong with you?
Bruh?
2 Heinekens, Lush. 2 Heinekens. He was falling up and down the stairs, man. I don't even know. I was heated,
wow.
Man. He made me look bad. You know, made me look real bad.
Shout out to all them lightweight drinkers out there and stuff, man. I ain't even going to lie. I fell down the stairs the other day. But I ain't get twisted off of 2 joints, though. I had a whole bottle of Moscato by myself. Then I had some Jack Daniels. My homeboy put me on that joint. I was like, that's some nasty stuff, man, with some Coke. Shout out to my boy Eric, man, for putting me on. But that joint was nasty. I ain't never drinking that again. That joint and then some Hen Dog. I was done, yo. I was twisted. I had Earl a little bit.
Well, you called Earl, you better stop calling his number when you get drunk. Don't be calling that boy's number. Don't call Earl.
I had to go. I had to call Earl. I had to Earl a little bit to get that shit out of my system. I came down the stairs. So I'm saying, woo woo.
Oh, man. Oh,
do not attempt to walk down the steps with heels on, yo, ever.
If you can fall
and get up like Beyonce did, and then when they had the whole what was the name of their group again? Remember when they was on stage and one of them had fell and they had got up and then one time Beyonce fell and she just jumped up and started whipping her hair? That stuff, you can do that. That's a true performer right there. When you fall, you just pop back up and said, oh, you didn't see that.
Don't be passing out like KC and JoJo. Don't be pulling a KC and JoJo on stage.
You don't want to fall on Drake. My ankle. Oh, man. We going tonight, man. Let's get the fuck out of here Fridays, man. If you ain't about your business already in 2010 and you still ain't about your business going into 2011, you really need to get the fuck out of here. And for all those cats that keep using my name like I like you and like I know you, so you can get business off me or you can freaking eat off me, let me tell you one thing. If you ain't breaking bread and you use my name, then we have a problem.
You said somebody knocked at your front door.
You need to be, you know what I'm saying? We tax for that. You utter my name. My name makes money for me. So, like, if you utter my name and you using it for sales purposes, man, I want to know when is our check coming in the mail because I got to pay Bugsy, Goo, and everybody. So when is our check coming? Cut the check. That's all I got to say. You know what I'm saying? You need to get the fuck out of the bathroom. For all y'all cats that woke up at 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning, camping outside to go do some crazy-ass mess because they done manipulated y'all to act like they got a deal when they know they only got, like, one of them products or none of them in there, for real, and you ain't getting nothing, and you woke up when you should have been in the bed, you need to get the fuck out of here because you're stupid.
they got beat up by the motherfuckers that was on the internet because, you know, a little birdie told me they let that online this year, so they was on computer at 4 o'clock in the morning dotting in numbers.
They got cyber beat up this
shit. What if your neighbor just came to your house and smashed your computer talking about, no, I go on first? You know, you're mad like that, man. They fighting.
What up, man? And yo, shout out to them people that's not being hygienic out there, man. If you non-hygienic and I can smell your breath before I even get close to you, son, yo, something died in your mouth, man. Take care of that, man. You might not, that mouthwash you using ain't working, man. You might need to see a doctor, man. Something might have really died in your throat.
How do they not know their breath is tart?
Get the fuck out of here for that, man, for real, you know. And shout out to those people out there, you know what I'm saying, that's really doing it and really about their business. And the people that ain't about their business and y'all keep passing out y'all business cards knowing that y'all phone numbers is disconnected because y'all ain't pay y'all phone bill and y'all talking about y'all operating businesses,
y'all need to get the fuck out of here and rip up them business cards for real and go pay your bill.
You say, what do you say, Lex? You say you got money for them business cards, but you ain't pay your phone bill? Oh, where they do that at? So you passing out your card, Lush, right? You passing out your card. You're like, yo, it's my business card. But call me in like 2 weeks. My phone should be back on in like 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? Like, who does that? That's not business.
No, I swear to God, I was at a networking event. This cat said, yo. I said, so you got a business card? He said, oh, the number on there look like, call me in like 3 weeks, man. Like, after now, don't put my phone going to be on or something. What? When did he do that? Hold up. First and foremost, man, we want him in 2010, 2011, but if you still got to tell me your stuff is free after 9 o'clock, I'm going to have to go on you for real. Because they got, Boost Mobile got $50 unlimited. Sprint got unlimited. AT&T got unlimited. All of them got unlimited plans. So if you, I got to wait until after 9 to call you. Who the hell you doing business with? Yourself? Get out of here.
Oh,
get out of here.
You got me dying over here, Les. My ribs hurt, Les. You're killing me right there. You said, call me 3 weeks after 9 o'clock. It should be horrible. You know what? That reminds me of my cousin, man. Back in the day, he had a job at Stop and Shop. We was like, yo, how long you been there? Nigga said, in 6 more days, it would have been a week. Nigga got fired on his first day. Where they do that at? Oh,
wow.
Shit.
Oh, wow. Shout out to all those people that do have jobs, man. You know what I'm saying? They're making it through this recession. And the ones that don't got jobs, man, what are you doing for real? If you're going back to school, go back to school, man. And it's never too late, and never say never. And, you know, and for those people that are struggling through it, you know, they might not have enough to get for their kids for Thanksgiving or Christmas, man. Just make ends meet and do what you do like our parents used to do back in the day. It's the thought that counts, you know what I'm saying? Don't overstress yourself. Stress is a killer out here in this world, you know. And us as a people need to come together and work together and make things happen. And move as a unit, you know what I'm saying? Because we are like a chain link. More chain links make a stronger link, a stronger chain. One chain link cannot do something by itself. You understand what I'm saying? So we got to work together no matter what. And don't let anybody tell you that you can't accomplish your dreams. I'm doing it. We all doing it. We working together. And we making a voice for people to be heard. And we doing things over here, whether we're in the streets, whether we're online, whether we're in your house. We're invading the world and we make an impact. Lush Radio Online, we are the people's voice. Make sure you follow us at Lush Radio Online, at MSE2K, at TDINYC, at Benicia, at Future Group 100. Buzzy, give them yours because you be switching your drink up so much I can't remember.
All right. Yeah, we still standing at BUGZY_RIP. _ stack, STACK, man, RIP Stack Bundle, still living on.
Definitely, rest in peace, Stacks, Young Stacks, MA, the whole squad, everybody, you know what I'm saying, the whole Brooklyn family, OPK family, everybody, Far Rock, Boston, Roxbury, you know what I'm saying, Wilson, Mass, all of them cats out there, Jersey, Oranges, you know what I'm saying, Jersey City, Irvington, the whole squad, shout out to them, DMV, Baltimore, D.C., Maryland, V.A., everybody, Philly, you know what I'm saying, North Philly, West Philly, all of that, Africa, Nigeria, all my people down south, West Coast, Cali, you know what I'm saying, we here, Lush Radio Online, we salute you, we here for you, you know what I'm saying, call in whenever you fit in, you our family, D.C., Ming, Celebrity Entertainment, HoneyManagement.net, Punishes, Diverse Media Group, everybody, man, we here. That's radio, man. Boo, you got any final things to tell the people, man, before we get up out of here?
I want to shout out to your people's Honey Management that's showing love on when she on the Twitter. And she's supporting the whole movement. I want to shout out to Diva Mary Kay that's supporting the whole movement, too. And I want to shout out to your people that do the graphics, MZ Photographic, man. That's a good look. Everybody that's jumping to, like, do big things with the movement, they just really just
going in. Like, shout out to Honey Management, your people. Yo, that's a good look how she's supporting us, too. Word up.
Definitely. And shout out to Pretty Knockers, my other intern, and Rose. Pretty Knockers, we're Pretty Knockers. She goes in and rolling in that thing. So, I'm telling you. But, man, we here, man. Let's Radio Online. We getting it in. 2011 draft pick is going down. And this song is dedicated to all y'all broke-ass cats that be lying, talking about you, you pimping, you know your jewelry fake, you know you borrowed your man's car, you know you leasing a car, you know you live with your mom, Dukes, you know you don't got no food in the house, you borrowing your man jeans, you borrowing your man chain to go to the club, you popping like one bottle trying to share with like 50 people, like real talk, stop playing. You know what I'm saying? We don't want no scrubs. A scrub is a guy that gets no love from me. And some of y'all females are scrubs. So shout out to the scrubs and the scrubettes.
Gotta put them all in their circle. You gotta get them all together.
Shout out to the scrub and the scrubettes. And stop lying about what you got. Stop lying, talking about, yeah, I hollered at this joint. You don't know them. Shut up, man. You're a liar. Get the fuck out. Scrubs, TLC, man. Rest in peace, Left Eye. You already know what it is. Let's Radio. We out here.
Love.
From me coming home late. See, you must understand, she only concerned about my safety. Feel the pieces of my heart that no other girl can replace. See, I said again, damn right, that's my baby. The way she fit in them jeans and that do be looking crazy. But I ain't even tripping because my baby won't play me. I've been through it all from going broke to having babies. Excuse me all for going on about my baby. All right, because I like the way it hurts.
can't tell you what it really is. I can only tell you what it feels like. And right now it's a steel knife in my windpipe. I can't breathe, but I still fight. While I can fight, as long as the wrong feels right, it's like I'm in flight. High off of love, drunk from my hate. It's like I'm huffing pain. I love her, the more I suffer, I suffocate. Right before I'm about to drown, she was such a take.
Finding all these, a dozen roses, which I would